But moving on, at some point, I was of course, all this time, I know the words. I'm using the word, Lord. I thank you for a better truck, and I would pray for a better truck and a bigger truck that would do what I needed. And but my faith wasn't to the point to reach out and grab what I really, 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 really wanted. So I would be, and I believe that's why I never did get one beforehand, because God wouldn't let me get, what's the word I'm looking for? He wouldn't let me get a settlement. He wanted me to get what I really wanted. And so I'm looking back at that now, I think that was the case, could have been. But anyways, but at some point, me and my little truck, even though we was, y'all know the Avatars, me and my cousin make this joke. Y'all seen the movie, the Avatar, the Blue Things, where they jump on the back of this horse-looking thing or the flying thing. They always link their little talons or whatever that little thing is. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. But anyways, they always link them before he would ride his horse or her horse. Before she would ride her horse, they would connect. They would have just say an antenna. The horse's antenna would connect with the rider's antenna, and they would become one. And then they could do these amazing things. They would run through. So I would get in my Ranger, and I would link up, because I had been in that truck so much, I could drive that truck, my eyes closed. One time my cousin was riding with me. He was like, man, we finna wreck. I'm like, I know what my truck gonna do. I was hanging the curb pretty hard, and I had a load behind me, but I knew exactly where I was. He was like, man. I'm like, you. He said, man, I thought we was gone. I said, you fine. I know what we can do. So I would link up with that thing. But the whole time I'm believing, I said, Lord, I need more than this. I need more than this. And so believing for it, and it's coming past, and then finally got to the point where my faith was ready. And I had to have that. You know, desperation can be a pretty good motivator. Now, you can't let that be your only motivator, because when God blesses you and there's no more desperation, are you going to trickle away from him again, or are you going to stay in there? But my truck had, I done worked, fixed it in time again. It's done got a well over 200,000. I mean, it's getting to the end of its life. And I was like, all right, Lord, it's time. It is time. I mean, it's time. And when that desperation gave me that last little bit of nudge, I said, it's time. It's time to get one. And one day I went to the station, and something didn't work on it. And that was it. I got on my phone, on my whatever it was, and I started shopping. I'm shopping. I'm looking for it. And the whole time, my faith is getting bigger and bigger. And I had my sights set on. I was still a little bit in myself. I had my sights set on this truck. It was at the very edge of my reach, but it was still in my reach. And I called, and I was like, this is the truck. I'm excited. And long story short, no go. Oh, man. And then I made another phone call, no go. And I made the last phone call, and the guy was like, it was a no go. And before he said, before you hang up, he's a true salesman. Before you hang up, is that what you got to have? Long story short, he sent me a picture of what I got now. And I was like, oh, yes, I love to have that. But, and then my spirit kicked in. But what? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, God, I trust you. And long story short. So I, my point was, before I wasn't able to believe it, I couldn't get it. And if I could have got it, I wouldn't have got it, because I was afraid of it or whatever. I didn't trust. I didn't believe. But when my faith hit that point, I stepped right on over, and I rode a motorcycle to Coldwater, and we put that motorcycle in the back of the truck, and I drove that truck home. And then fast forward a few years later, we my wife was driving an aging car. It was the car had a similar story. It was way past our reach. At the time, we were young and still getting started, but it was way past our reach. But God blessed us with it, because he was faithful to seed I've sown and things I wanted and stuff I did in the spirit and stuff I had forgot about. But he was faithful. But anyways, that car done aged. I mean, it's old. And I was like, all right, Lord, I got this truck here. I can't do two. But I said, but my spirit kicked in. I said, but you can. You can do two. You can do this truck and my wife can do ride. And it's starting to get desperate, because this car is aging. I remember that one morning up praying, I was like, all right, Lord, I said, this is it. It has to happen, because this car ain't gonna go no more. And that night, and the devil tries to make things bad and throw you off and all of that stuff. Man, I'm just rambling. I ain't got to none of my stuff. Hold on, let me hurry up and get out here. Anyways, let me get through with this long testimony. So he tried to make things look bad. And that night, after I had just had this conversation, Lord, something's got to change. Something's got to get better. We got to have something besides this. And you know where I am with having this one vehicle. Because we went years and years and years, and we didn't have to pay for no vehicles. We were driving old ones. So that night, leaving church, we left church, and we had a wreck. I mean, somebody turned in front of us. My wife swerved real hard. The car went airborne, jumped over the flower bed curb thingy, and landed and tore up a bunch of stuff on the inside, on the underside. So everybody, you know, at this time, it's time to freak out because the car is already bad, and now we just tore it up. But y'all know what I did when I got out that car? I was smiling because I knew. I said, this is it. I knew exactly what time it was. I said, thank you, Lord. It's time to go shopping. The vehicle my wife drives, me and the Lord had a conversation about that years ago. And I'm trying to speed this up. She drives exactly. I mean exactly. I can't stress how exactly I mean exactly. She drives exactly what I had taught me and the Lord prayed about beforehand. And years passed, and I couldn't see it then, but I was believing, and I was using the word. And then all of a sudden, now both of us drive what, I know it sounds kind of selfish, but both of us drive what I said we was going to drive. that was my heart's desire, and where the Lord gave it to me. You know, the Lord lets you make your own decision sometimes. Just like I was talking about earlier, he said, he's like, you can eat if you want to. And I eat. But I made my decision. I said, Lord, I'm not going to eat because I feel more confident and feel like I'm more spiritual, you know. If I go up there hungry because I've been fasting. But soon we get out of here. Anyway, so let's do some believing. And, of course, Matthew 21:22. Me trying to hurry up. I'm gonna blaze through the rest of it. Y'all, all my good stuff is what I'm finna blaze through. This is what I should have been talking all this good stuff about. All right, Matthew 21:22, let's do it, because it leads to my next question. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. And when he was coming to the temple, okay, yeah, it was that. All right, let's do 22 again. And all things, whatsoever ye ask. I got my notes mixed up here somewhere. This ain't what we're doing. Let's just do it because we know the word. Let's just do it here. All right. So, do you have faith? Believing leads to faith. Faith it takes some believing to operate your faith. So, do you have faith? We know a bunch of faith scriptures. Let's do Hebrews 11. Y'all know that one. James 1:3. You know, James 1:3 talks about Let's do James 1:3. Yeah, let's do that one. Let's do that. And then we're going to get on, because I need to do this one. It's like this every time. Man, I don't know what I'm going to say. I ain't going to be up there 10 minutes. How long it's been? Time to go. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and in entire. And is that waiting and waiting, wanting nothing? Wanting nothing. I know what it is. It's these translations, this thing still ain't doing. All right, a different translation says, let's do that one again. Let me see where it changed it at. I may have to find that. Okay, that's what it says. Another translation says, knowing this, that the trial of our faith produces patience. So faith produces. So what is your faith producing? Is your faith producing anything? I mean, is it producing harvest? Is it producing seed? Is it producing health? I mean, in order to have seed, you have to be ready to give, where it says, giving shall be given. It says, give seed to the sower.